beginning of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne. No. Suzanne doesn't come in yet for the first half hour. Ms. Guthrie, this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. Channel 1, right, and the beginning of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72.
Well, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Oh, I'm glad I got a little fertilizer out there, and I was just dreading putting it out.
Oh, you can tell what we were doing.
Yeah, she's all dressed up, eh?
Yeah, I told her that was the height of pure laziness. Right, that's far out on the front porch.
Weren't we both so
mad? Oh, I don't blame you, I would too.
The only trouble is it don't last long enough.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Just don't last long enough.
They give us a glass of tea. I've got something I want to show.
Okay. I
wouldn't care for any tea, thank you.
A glass of water.
No.
Cranberry juice.
Not a thing.
Chocolate ice cream.
I ate so much. But did I? I cooked some dry peas.
She cooked her some dry peas. Black-eyed peas, and I love them.
You do?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I like with them? Onions.
Is that right? I thought about bringing you some, and I said, nah, she wouldn't eat no black-eyed dry peas.
I love black-eyed peas, and I love field peas.
Golly. And you know, I didn't realize there were so many new varieties of those things. You were telling me about that, don't you remember?
Marvin brought these from my China, and they cook them and eat them out there. And he's been telling me how good he was, and I said, well, I don't want no black-eyed peas. But I decided I'd cook some today, and them was naturally good.
What'd you cook with them?
I just put some bacon with them. Cooked me some cornbread.
Over there all by myself.
Over there all by myself.
You got so much company over there, you don't know what to do. You got that little heifer, and you got all them animals out there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to stay there and be the janitor, be the guard, be the...
Yeah, I've been staying there watching my little old heifer.
You know, I've got these four heifers to breed, and if this bull, the calf's a little hard. If I had a little black bull close by, I'd certainly use him.
Well, you know, that was just a tremendous calf that we lost.
Yeah.
I didn't think a Black Angus would be that big, but
yeah.
He was just too big.
Well, the head's a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. But that calf was, he'd weighed 100 pounds, Marvin said.
That
one that we lost of ours.
Yeah.
Of all things.
It was born dead.
Just, if it had, if the heifer had a little help, you think she might have made it?
Well, I believe so. I believe if Marvin would have won, we'd have got the fit that evening, but she'd had a calf.
Yes.
Oh, she'd had one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that it'd just take time.
Yeah. See, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Handsome, isn't
he? Yes.
Well, I sure...
And you're right. He is really...
He looks like he's plum healthy, don't he?
He's plum healthy. Now, you see, he's got that pretty black plumage up there in the back, his wings.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never been dirty. And I see these town birds get dirty.
And he's a rooster.
Yeah, he's a rooster.
Oh, you can tell, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't he look healthy?
Oh, Lord. So you got a calf to put on this calf?
Well, Marvin milks her, and I gave it the bucket. Because it taken so long, you know, to get the calf. See, I went and bought a calf, paid $35 for the vet delivering the calf. Went and paid $40 for the calf, and the calf died. But I called up the man, and I told him about it, and he said, come get another one. So I got me another one.
This one's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. He just runs and kicks up and plays. The only thing, I don't fill up his belly enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, does he take it out of the bucket?
Yes, ma'am.
But Marvin has to put it in.
Yes, Marvin milks the cow.
Did you have to teach him to take it from the bucket?
No, ma'am, he just taking it right on.
It don't take any time to teach him that, does it?
That's right.
Well, let me tell you the luck I had one time buying calves from these dairies. They lied to me. Even these little one-man dairies, they lied to me. They gave me calves that had laid around that day without sucking. And they didn't get any of that first milk. Took them out there and they lingered. They never did straighten out, never did grow, never did die. Didn't get anywhere. Well, I didn't know what it was, but I found out.
Well, these people said that the law wouldn't allow them to let you have them till they was 24 hours old.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to have that first milk.
Shame they got to have a law to say that. They know that.
But you know what? I thought maybe that this man knew that this calf was sick. The reason he said that.
Yeah.
And he thought that maybe if it pulled through the 12 hours, lived the 12 hours, why it was a big calf. It was a larger calf than the one I got. It was sure a fine calf.
Was it supposed just to be 24 hours old?
Yes, ma'am. It was just a newborn calf because we made 3 trips, I think, to get it.
Oh.
It wasn't born.
Oh.
And they were looking for it, and then we went back and we seen it out there with its mama. But they wouldn't let us have it.
Until
it was 12 hours old.
Had sucked out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there was something wrong with that calf. I think it had pneumonia. That's what I believe, because it just wouldn't eat. And it just didn't die. It couldn't bleat.
Oh.
It would try to bleat and it couldn't bleat. And I'm satisfied that they know that there was something wrong with the calf. But I called him up and I told him my calf died. I got it Sunday morning and it died Monday morning. And he said, well, call him and he would get another one and I could come get it. And so I did.
How old was this one?
Well, I don't know how old it was, but it was right young.
Uh-huh.
But it was with the cow.
Yeah.
Well, you made several trips then.
Several of them.
Just stick the calf in the trunk? Oh, you took the truck.
We took the truck and put him up in front, put him in the side.
Yeah.
You know, tied up his hind parts in a sack and
yeah.
Put him in the front, and he rode fine.
Yeah. you will want to ride again sometime. You know, I took this goose riding one time. Well, I brought the goose home, and I thought, well, sir, this is gonna be a show. Time I get that goose home, I wish I was somewhere else. Why, that goose stood right up there and rode and looked out, just ready to ride.
Enjoy.
He liked it.
What goose is that? The one down here?
Yeah.
Looked around?
Yes, sir. And he'd love to go again. He seemed like he'd like to go anywhere with you. He'd just go along. Yeah. We go down there, and the goose wants to follow home, follows home all the time, you see.
Oh, and he knows that car. Yeah, speaks to you. Well, you have to watch this little calf, cow of yours.
I have to watch her. I got her shut up. They're right by the house.
Well, son, I tell you what, I'm a little ashamed of it. I haven't done a thing on this front porch since Mr. Eastman left. All that plunder is just still
laying. Well, Marvin hadn't done anything till yesterday evening. He's up on the house, painted a couple of boards, but he's going to start when he gets home, and he's going to try to paint around the eaves of the house. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me some boards, and I'm going to tighten up them that's on that house and nail me some boards on there with me. And I'm going to put some paint on it, and I'm going to let it alone till I get able to fix it.
Yes, and find somebody you can...
That's right. Two of them jokers come back out there and want me to let them fix it. And I asked them, I said, how much you going to charge me? They measured it and went on back. And they were supposed to come back the next evening. But I called and told them that I couldn't be there because I had to go get my calf. And I haven't heard any more from him. But I don't think he kind of liked me. I said something. He was told me, he said that he knew that I was getting a sorry deal, the reason why he didn't come back out there. And I said, why didn't you open up your mouth and tell me that I was getting a sorry deal? And one word brought on another, and I said something that he didn't like. Marvin said, mind your language. And I said, language the devil. I said, they don't mind robbing me and taking what I got. I said, you just shut your mouth. I'll say what I please. They ain't been back.
Marvin just wants everybody to be honest, don't he?
And he just don't want me to say nothing to nobody.
Yeah. He tells them he wants them to do a good job, and then he goes off.
And if they don't do it, well, it's all right with him.
He'd go ahead and pay them.
That's right.
Well, now, has Marvin always been like that?
Yeah.
He's never been tough with them.
I called up Sir's Roebuck Man and asked him what was he going to do about my floor. He said he thought that I ought to be satisfied with it. That he had them men to come back out there at his own expense. And put on another one. I said, no, heck you didn't. I said, you know good and well you didn't do no such of a thing. You didn't spend a dime on this house. And I said, in other words, I said, you let them get by without raising that back porch when the contract called for it being raised.
Oh, that's right. You wanted a little more pitch to it.
Yeah. And I said, the contract called for that, and them men said that they couldn't do it, and you let them get by with it. I said, it's all right with me. It don't make a bit of difference to me about whether you go any on it or not. I said, I'll just get my lawyer to write Sis Roebuck a letter in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said, oh, don't do that. He said, come out here and let's see if we can't figure out something.
They don't like that Atlanta, Georgia idea, do they?
Uh-uh. But they're going to hear from it.
They still haven't fixed your floor?
No. Mm-mm. This.
But they did come back and work on the...
Yeah, the work on the...
That, those faces.
The Eve, but they were supposed to fix that. That was in the contract. And he told me I owed him $55 for that, and I told him he might get it, but when he did, Adkins would tell me I'd have to pay it. Because I'd go to jail, I might go to jail and set up there, but I sure weren't giving Sis Roebuck no extra $55 extra, because they got enough as it was.
They got it right smart.
They sure did. They sure did.
The way we figured out over there, that Sunday, Mr. Eastman came. Now, you know, I hope he goes to the doctor because his hearing is off and he don't get the directions right. And he won't tell you. He won't work it out with you. You're never sure. But anyhow, I kept pushing him and Marvin over there. And we figured out there was a good $1,000 worth of work and material in that roof, $1,000, and the rest of it looked like it was the margin that they had to operate on.
That's the reason why I don't let Marvin tend to my business more than what I do. You just let anybody run over him and call me up just as big and tell me that my bill was so and so. And he hadn't even been out there. And I asked him, I said, well, Mr. Willis, you're not going to come out and see the job before I pay you? Yeah, I'll be right on out there. And he brought Mr. Williams, the head manager. And when I got out of them out there, I told him what I wanted them to hear.
Oh, that was a No, that was, Suzanne was over there one time, but that wasn't the time, was
Mm-mm,
it?
No.
That was another time.
Another time. Yeah. I don't know, Suzanne, it might have been the time that Suzanne was there.
She was there, and I thought Mr. Willis was there.
And Mr. Williams?
I don't think so. Seemed like it was one of the workers. But anyhow, you took them around the house, and then you took them in.
Yeah, that was the day.
You were showing the outside of the house to her when they came.
And that's the day, and then you all come over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's the day you got inside there, you said, and it just got the best of you, and you just couldn't talk. I couldn't either. Now, you done better than I could have done.
Well, at least it hadn't leaked anymore, had it?
Well, we haven't had any rain.
Haven't had any rain.
We haven't had no hard rain. And I asked him, I called him up and I asked him, I said, where's my 17-year guarantee you promised me? He said, that comes from Atlanta, Georgia. I said, you sure it comes from Atlanta? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, it better come from Atlanta.
I'd love to go around and see some more of the Sears jobs now.
I would too.
That's fine enough.
I would too.
That's the reason Mr. Eastman wanted to see your job over there. He had never seen one of the Sears jobs. And he didn't talk too much.
Well, somebody told me. Oh, Fred Wood said that Freddie's wife's mother got them to fix a house for her and said she had a time of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But would you think a company like that? I would think that they would have the best kind. But they don't do nothing but pick cramps up off of the street.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The fellas can't get a job in oil.
That's right. That don't know any more about it than I do.
Yeah.
If I could have got up there, I could have put them shingles on, I believe, just as good as they did. I believe I could have.
Yeah.
Well, that was new to me, that they would do that.
You know, there's a lot, those fellas can get you in a lot of trouble. Now, we were talking a while ago. I use mostly gas heat over here until I had trouble with the gas people. I couldn't get them to keep me supplied.
Mm-hmm.
And I shopped around amongst the other concerns up there, and they were all hard to deal with. They acted like they didn't care whether they sold me gas or not. Well, I knew Miller over here on his hill. He sold kerosene, and I knew he'd bring it because he'd already been bringing it. So I just changed to kerosene. You got that kerosene heater and put two kerosene heaters. Well, I had one already. And it works out, except that old kerosene stove there is not in account, and it uses huge amounts of kerosene.
Well, they done me the same way the gas people did. They would go around and pick up empty tanks and come set them up at my house. And I told Marvin about it. And they come the last time, they picked up one at Ms. Dodd's.
Yeah.
And Ms. Dodd happened to know the number on it. And I lit the stove and it went just for a few minutes, and it just, I didn't have no gas. And I was telling Ms. Dodd, I said, they brought me an empty tank. And she looked at it and she said, that was my old tank.
Well, I never heard of anything.
They come and picked up. They done me that three times, and I paid $8.95 drum for that gas.
Yeah.
And I quit them.
Yeah.
I quit them. Well, now, my kerosene man in Hawthorne was Mr. Hilliard. Now, he was a good man, but last year, he left us. He moved to the mountains. His wife had a place up there, and he retired and moved to the mountains. And a new man got in there. And he left a card at my house, Dorsey Townsend's kerosene bill, and it was $16 and something. And I carried it in there, and I showed it to him and told him that he made a mistake. The old colored man, Battles. And Battles has been on there, and he knows Dorsey Townsend from Marvin Townsend. And I showed it to the white man, too. And he said, well, he didn't know nothing about that. But when the boss man come in there, he'd straighten it out. And I said, well, you do. And get him to call me, please. I will. He'll call you. Well, I never did see the boss man. And I went in there, and he said, you did owe it. And I said, well, I tell you one thing. I might pay it this time, but don't you send that truck back to my house. So I don't know what I'm going to do about kerosene.
And it was Dorsey Townsend's
bill. Dorsey Townsend's bill.
Well, now that's the way they do you.
I don't know why, how I'm going to get kerosene, but I'll do without before I buy from somebody to do me like that.
Well, now, this fella bring me kerosene. He's one of the best.
But you see, he wouldn't go out at my house.
I don't know how far he goes.
I tried to get him before.
Oh, did you?
But I think you have to take 200 gallons.
Yes. Or else it wouldn't pay him to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he lives right down
here. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'll tell you, he's nice to deal with.
Well, I didn't have no trouble out of Mr. Hilliard ever. Not a... Everything just went along just... And I know that I got to pay my bills, but when it comes to paying my neighbors, I'm through with that.
Why, I never heard of anything like that.
Well, now, that's one of the troubles. You do business, you start out with some fellow like Mr. Hilliard, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know who you're going to deal with.
That's right.
And that's the way it's been over here.
Mm-hmm.
We had this Wilson man. He's a red-headed fella and young fella. And he just went around here and took everybody's business. He was good. He looked after you. Well, that burnt his hide. He was handling one of those cylinders one day, and he twisted a muscle in his back. And he couldn't handle the cylinders anymore. Well, they put this other fellow on, and he was sort of silent, and he didn't get much out of him there for a long time, but he's turned out now to be one of the good ones. I don't know why. Every time he comes over here, he just stands around out there, you see, and talks a little bit. I always appreciate that. You know, when they're when they're fairly friendly, you don't want them to stay all day, but and he'll tell you things.
I tell you, you can't get anything done like you want it done. And you can't get anything done without a fortune, or I can't. Everything costs me a fortune.
Yes, sir. And you never know whether they're going to come or not.
That's right.
Yes, sir. What it is.
Well, that was something when Ms. Dodd knew that was her tank.
And she knew it. She told me that.
Let me tell you, we were going over there Sunday. Was it this last Sunday, Faye?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Sunday, the Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. And time to go over there at that Easter egg hunt. And they were going to play ball and one thing or another. Have people there. And we didn't get over there. They started coming in here. And kept coming till dark.
I wish you could have seen the crowd at River Sticks a while ago. I can't imagine what they were doing. It looked like a crowd of young people. It looked kind of like they was a bunch of hippies. And they had drums, great big, looked like plastic jugs. Huge! And I wonder, was they filling them things up full of water? There's several carloads of them down there, a gang of them.
Yeah.
Down there at River Sticks.
There's no telling. Everybody turns up down there sooner or later. And so is a little old hook over there.
Well, I guess it was just two or three days ago. It must have been Sunday I was at the, Saturday. Down the meat market and saw Burma down there with those boys, and I saw that car. That was like an ambulance.
And it's the truth. It's a big car.
That's a big one.
Well, who was that got killed down there?
Some woman who lived close to the build. I didn't know her name.
Yeah. Been over there to get cat food. I didn't know either one of the women who was driving. Both of them were 73 years old, the paper said. I saw it in the paper, Gainesville paper.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do with that? I think I kept
it. I didn't
mind.
See it. I just heard that.
I didn't know either one of them.
Shoffler. Oh. You know where the geraniums are? That little house that has those pretty red geraniums
yes.
always? One of them lives there. She was the one that just hurt, is all I know. And,
Yeah, it is. You can take it home with you.
You know, we just sure don't never know what's going to happen to us, do we?
Oh, Lord.
Just in a hurry. Who's going to hold you up?
Myra Sherwood. Naomi Hoffler.
Hoffler, yeah.
Those, I saw those.
You know, the last time Suzanne was out here, she brought those girls.
Uh-huh.
I saw them up there in town. And they said they did enjoy that visit. Now, you never can tell, can you?
No, you can't.
They sat in here and they'd open their mouth. But I don't think they missed a thing. I bet you they just went home and that's all they talked
about.
Well,
this woman that sat over here told me she was from England.
Mm-hmm.
She...
And they like to get out.
And never get out.
You know, like to get out in the country. Right. And
yeah.
She didn't get out too much. Well, you just don't like to stay by yourself too much these days, too. All this stuff.
Sure don't. You know there's an escapee out now?
What?
He got he left yesterday from the road gang up near Keystone Heights. There's a big brown bird up there now.
Yeah, that's a thrasher.
A thrasher?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I would have thought that was a robin.
That brown one?
Mm-hmm. You know, I know my birds. Where's your mama?
She's in there. She's been painting the chairs, and she'll... she said she's going to rest a minute, so I'll... Here, let's feed the child.
For your bit, Suzanne.
Oh, I've been chasing my husband down.
You have?
Yeah. He's got to serve on the jury today. And tomorrow. And I forgot about it.
You got the wrong place. You ought to been over there.
And you forgot about it.
Yeah.
She got things to eat over there.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you don't know what it is, though.
Did Marvin bring them in?
Mm-hmm.
From the farm?
That's right. Dried black-eyed peas.
Oh, boy. You can eat those pieces of cake now.
Miss Marvin, I really don't need it.
Wait, you go. I'll give you a
Well, that doesn't mean you won't eat it.
No.
Jim made me buy a piece of salt pork about that big square, you know, and
yeah.
He says, I want some beans and salt pork. I said, well, all right. Sounds good to me. So
this is not your case. This is not good like yours.
Mm-hmm. Mom, you know I can't cook cake that good.
Cut that off, babe. Don't give Miss Mary all that stuff. I need that myself.
First you steal his cheese, and now you steal his cake.
Yeah. You know if Miss Miles didn't look out for me, he wouldn't let me have a thing.
That's right.
Let me tell you, I was over there the other day, and I hit it just right.
Miss Miles, did you bake this?
Marvin had gone down to the store to get some coconut or something.
And he wouldn't stay for dinner.
And she had them fresh fish and hush puppies just smelling
Ooh.
Up the place.
And
what is wrong with him?
I don't know.
That was Easter.
Easter.
How?
See, I was pressed over here. I was expecting.
I fried some bream
two or three
and
kilos.
Some hush puppies and had some.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that old stuff.
Lettuce salad. And I tried my best to get him to sit down and wait till Martin could come back with my coconut.
Did he get it?
Yes.
What did you want a coconut?
I wanted a can of ground coconut to make a topping for my orange cake.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can talk all you want to about coconut. It gives something that nothing else does.
And he, you know, and had the dinner ready, and just he drove off, Martin drove in, and he could have ate and come right on, but he wouldn't do it.
Let me tell you, you know Coleman, you haven't been over there lately. He's going to be in bad shape. You know, we talked about that. That watermelon people are going to ruin that land.
I know it.
And there ain't any, let me tell you, there's no way they can fill them holes.
I'm sure you need some cream.
No, ma'am.
You see, they'd have to take a bulldozer in there and clear out all them that brush before they can get any dirt. And somebody said Coleman had already had to park his truck down at that trailer and take Emma back and forth.
Yeah. It was the gas man. Had to ride his mule back and forth. Couldn't even get his truck in.
Yeah. He's going to be hurting.
Have you been down there?
No, ma'am. You know, Woodard Nanny came over to the house the other Sunday evening, and he was telling us about it.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid to go in there. See, I don't have a truck. Marvin drives a truck. Now his Cadillac is tore up. Got a hole in the gas tank, and he just hadn't got it fixed. And he's driving the truck, and I'm just afraid to go. I wouldn't try it in that car.
Oh, you can get in there now. I'm thinking about what it's going to be, you see, when the rain is.
Oh, yeah, I know it, but he's back again.
That's some trouble.
He's a pig.
Y'all not going to eat the cake?
And yet? Coleman was telling you about it. Uh-huh. What's he going to do?
Don't know what he is planning on. You know, he said that those darkies that robbed Ms. Woods went down there by his place.
What?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. You mean he saw them after that?
No, he saw them before that. They went down in there. I imagine before they went down to Evanston. But I imagine that Woodard's dogs kind of scared them off, don't you think?
Oh, they were just messing around down in there?
Mm-hmm.
So they could have had Coleman on their list. That what
they
he thought?
Could have, well, I don't know. Fred was telling us that Woodard said they went down in there. So they might have had Coleman on their list. I think I seen them when they passed. Now, I'm not for sure. I was watering the cows, and there was two or three colored boys passed. And about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, Ms. Woods said it was about 2 o'clock, she was robbed.
Did you talk to her?
Mm-hmm. I asked her, I said, how come you're not home in the bed? Or in the hospital somewhere. She couldn't talk for crying. She said he scared her to death.
Oh, you mean she still couldn't when you saw her?
She said that nigger boy was scared to death. Said the gun was just like that.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, she said he was scared to death. Said she looked for that gun to go off any minute.
He didn't have to hold the gun out there. All he had to do was just let her know he had one.
She said he felt it in her face.
You know, Coleman got some dogs.
That's what the Fred said.
But that you never have had any dogs since I've been down here.
No, but I'm in hopes of having two, and I'm gonna fence my front yard.
Oh, you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do that if I don't do nothing else.
Well, now let me tell you, you've got these two pets. Coleman got dogs over there.
Yeah, but mine's the same kind of his. Them German Shepherds. Yeah. When they grow up, they make dogs.
It depends on how they grow up.
Yeah, but I don't pet them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, I can't walk for them when I go there.
Well, that's different. They'll change. You ain't. They'll change. They ain't nothing but puppies.
Well, I guess puppies are supposed to
that's right.
Play.
But they're getting to where they don't want a cow, a calf. We got one little black calf, you know, that goes out there in that field where Marvin piled up. They set out there and they watch him, and they go out there and they put him out of there just time he gets in there.
You mean now? Already?
Yes, sir.
I want to see that.
And they make him go through the fence and get out of there.
Yeah.
Why, they just babies, Miss Mary.
That's right. But they're learning, and they're the easiest thing. You can just tell them, don't do that.
Oh, really?
And they heed it.
That's the beautiful thing about those shepherd dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They can listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now, that chow, that's the dog.
My brother said that them German Shepherds, he said, they'll get you. He said, I'm scared of them. He said, even to the looks of them.
Well, them chows won't necessarily get you, but they'll make you think they are. And they just bark. And they don't ever make friends with anybody. You see, I lived with those chows for 2 years and better in the back part of China. And there was a chow dog in every Chinese house. And if you'd go walking along the streets after dark, anybody could tell where you was by hearing them dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They never offered a bite. But they sure did rattle you. I wonder if Coleman's going to raise a few of those chows.
I really don't know.
I wouldn't mind having one of them. They're smart.
Yeah.
They don't bother anything.
Well, you'd be like Johnny Palmer and get a big Doberman.
He ties that big Doberman in his store at night.
Who does?
Johnny Palmer. He says nobody's offered to break in there since he got them dogs.
Well, I heard that they went right on down towards Ocala and held up another place, and I just wondered, was it that place?
I haven't been down there. I wouldn't know. Well, now, they could in the daytime, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They very well could.
Especially if Miss Palmer was out.
Do you reckon it was somebody local that knowed?
You know it was. You know it was. That'd be my bet.
Well, if he's scared to death, he probably wasn't a professional at it.
Let me tell you, you said over here one day, Miss Mary, that you and Suzanne were talking about that Ford car you had with the Ramble seat.
Uh-huh.
And you took the boys over there courting those Davis girls. What Davises were they?
Just Davises is all I know, just Davis.
Not there now?
Yeah, there's some of them. The boys is out there, the old folks is dead and gone. And some of the young people's dead. But Will, I mean, John and there's one or two of them still living. There's one of the boys works out there where Marvin works at the university.
Mm-hmm. Girls all married off and gone?
Oh, yeah. There's not but one girl. Well, there's two. There's one up there in the rest home. And Frances was at my house. She married Marvin's brother. She was there last week.
Which brother?
Floyd.
Did you carry him over there?
Mm.
Did you carry him over there?
Oh, yes. I carried him over there.
So something came of it.
We had a big wedding last Friday night.
Yes.
Don et cetera.
Yes.
Reddick.
Yeah. I wanted to see that. Gosh, I miss everything.
We went down there to the wedding, and as soon as the wedding was over, we didn't stay for the reception. We come back out here to Ruby's.
Mm-hmm.
Met up with Mr. and Ms. Jackson.
Oh, really?
Arch Jackson.
Yes.
We had a ball.
Yeah. They good company, aren't they?
They sure are. You know, Miss Jackson is, what's a little sister?
Yeah.
Buster Mountain sister.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Duty, what do they call her?
Dolly. Isn't it Dolly?
No, it's Duty.
Oh, it couldn't be.
I didn't say duty, say I said duty.
Miss Faye, your cake was delicious.
You know, she's mean. Mischievous.
Who's that?
Duty.
I know she is.
And love it. Is that what you call it?
Love it.
Love it is he can cuss with the best.
And she can do.
I've heard him.
Boy, don't you think that he won't crawl you too?
Well, I wouldn't want to try him out.
He sure will. He'll crawl you.
Where'd he get like that? His daddy was civilized.
Well, didn't his daddy kill a man?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I heard he did.
Yeah. Well, his daddy got more cows around this country than anybody else. The one herd after another started from him. Those horn Herefords. And he must have had good stock.
That's where Lovett got his.
Oh, yeah.
From his dad.
I really don't know.
Oh, yeah.
His daddy hadn't been gone too long, has he?
No. I don't think so.
He got married again. It left to run Lovett crazy.
Oh, yes.
He was afraid that,
I just leave him there.
He was going to will everything to.
Yeah. Well, you know he would worry, wouldn't he? You know, old Lovett and Duty pass there all the time. You see them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think they'd be the best company around. I wish I knowed them.
Well, just go over to the place and get acquainted with them.
Well... Well, they, I've been over there.
You know what? Larry called me up the other night and said, what do you reckon? I said, I don't know. Said, Theo got married. And Marvin is the one that answered the telephone, you know, and he was standing there talking, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd hear him say, "Now, Louise, you know you don't mean that."
Phil.
Phil, is that right?
I just now coming to.
And after a while, I said, "Well, what is it, Marvin?" He said, "Phil got married." So Marvin talked to Louise a while and said, "I want you to tell Mary about it." So Louise told me about it, and she said that I want you to call him. He said, "Don't mention it to him that I told you, and see if he'll tell you." And I said, "Okay." And he bought him a $500 bull, and he ain't seen the bull since he bought him, and turned him loose. And she told me, she said, talk to him about the bull. So I called Phil, and Phil asked to telephone him. He stays out there with his sister, and his wife stays in town. I didn't even mention it to him, and he didn't mention it at all. I told him that Louise had called us and was telling us about him losing his bull, and I said, "Marvin wants to talk to you, Phil." And him and Marvin talked about a half an hour, and he ain't even mentioned it.
Well, they just talked about the bull.
Not the bull. And I just got to I just busted wide open. They come to him about it. I just got to.
I'm not the leader.
I just got to find out something about that.
Why, sure.
You might have to ask his sister.
No, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to say, "Phil, I heard you got married."
I dare you. Don't dare her to do anything.
I just got to find out some more about that, see what he has to say about it.
Well, don't you ever talk to the sister?
Mm-mm. Only when I call Phil.
Yeah. But then you ask for Phil, you don't talk to her?
Yeah, I talk to her and ask her how she's getting along. I don't know her too good, you know. I've never met her.
You haven't? I have. I've been over there.
You have?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, I've been over there, too, but it was either the old man or Theo.
Yes.
That I talked to.
Well,
I never
did. She's a nice talking girl, lady.
Oh, but she talks nice over the phone.
I tell you what she is. She got dark brown eyes. And I don't think she ever leaves home. I think she stayed there and took care of the old man.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it two of them?
Two sisters?
Uh-huh.
I just been there once.
Well, I thought that there used to be two of them there. And they tell me that they were really good looking.
Yeah, this one.
She's nice looking. Uh-huh. But she's sort of a homebody, you might say.
Uh-oh. But when me and Marvin got married, me and Louise and Marvin come on the outside on the porch, you know, of the church, and we waited for everybody to come out, you know. And Theo come by me, and he was just crying. And he kissed me, and he went on. And I said to Louise, I said, "What's wrong with Theo?" Oh, she says, "I'll tell you. I thought maybe somebody had done something to hurt his feelings." And he said to Louise, "Give him the keys to the house." That was down on Swan River. She said, "Shh." And he said, "What you mean?" She said, "They're going down there." And Louise said that he was engaged one time when he was young, and his family broke up, and said that that weddings just killed him.
Oh. You know, it comes back to me now. I heard Louise talking about him one time. You know, I used to see her every now and then. When that's before she got busy on those Western shows.
Mm-hmm.
So busy, she didn't have many more time for me. And she said something about Theo interested in that place down there on the Swan River.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But never went down there. As I remember. He's a nice fella.
Theo is a good fella.
I've seen him in town, too. I'll tell you where I saw him. Over there at the reunion. Family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the last one they had. I don't know.
Oh, I like Theo. I talk to him.
Yes. Oh, you remember him, Faye?
Yeah. I like him. Mm-hmm. And it was Louise that told you that his wife stayed in town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that old Louise.
You know.
I have a sneaking suspicion they're two of a kind.
Said she was too business alive, she could eavesdrop. I said, well, now how would you like for him to eavesdrop you on your wedding night? That old Louise told. She's in a wheelchair again.
Oh, she is.
That's what she told me.
Been going around too much?
She said that she was at the river and said she stepped out of doors. And busted her foot all to pieces.
Yeah. Theo goes to church at McIntyre.
That's what Louise told me.
You don't know what's behind all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know Louise knows so much. It's shameful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. She sure is.
Maybe she does eavesdrop.
And she's got her a great big old traveling house trailer.
Yeah. Is it houses for?
Uh-huh.
Sleeps for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you haven't even been in it?
No, I don't want to go in it.
What, does she use it?
Oh, yes, sir. She goes from place to place.
Well, she asked Mary to go with her.
Uh-huh.
She won't go.
Why, you'd enjoy it.
I can't get away, Miss Miles,
well,
with what I got.
Get them to hold your place down. They're foot loose. That's all they're good for.
Why, yes, Suzanne and Jim could hold the place
now,
down.
Now, ain't that the way to talk about it? You see, Suzanne, tell her I said to come over. He wanted to give you the devil. You know something? While her mother is over here, let's take him off somewhere and stick his head in the mud hole.
I wish you could. Could I depend on that?
I'm getting in the wrong end of it.
I tell you what, we're taking to the mill pond.
And it's a good time to do it while Mother's here.
That's right. I know what he needs to do. He needs to go over there and get up on top of that house and paint the gable ends for Marvin.
I'm good at that.
That's what he ought to do.
That's yes,
sir.
I painted these gables.
Oh, you did. Just sit straddle of the house, you know, and look down and think about what a fall it would be if...
If you get to thinking things like that, you know, it wouldn't help you. You've got to think about flying away like a little bird, I guess.
You mean you've come up on top of this house?
Oh, yeah. I also clumb up there and painted those gables. I remember my ladder wouldn't quite reach, and I was standing on the top rung. I drove a little nail in there to sort of balance myself. And I was standing on one foot and reaching up.
Good night.
That's right.
Oh! Don't tell me no more about it.
That's just how little sense he's got.
That's the truth. All you got to do is drive your little nail.
And all you got to do is to make one little awkward step.
That's right.
Ooh! You'd be like one time, you'd be just like the colored man was. He was up on top of the house and he fell and he was praying to the Lord to save him. And the seat of his pants caught in a nail and he was hanging up.
Suzanne, what was that Mr. Weaver was saying?
Oh, he said, you know, you wouldn't think of this Mr. Weaver. He looks so nice and polite. Never says anything bad about anybody, but he said he and his brother were at school someplace or camp, something like that. And there was a fella that used to sleep with his mouth open. And he and some other boys snuck in there one day and they got some quinine, that just that liquid quinine in there. And they got some of his spoon and they poured it in his mouth while he was asleep. And then they all went out and they sat down and they looked like they were studying. And he woke up and he tasted that and he came out and he said, "Boys, is there any such thing as your gallbladder bursting?" And they said, "Yes, and it'll kill you too."
Now, this is the end of Channel 1 Right, and continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. Channel 1, this is the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72.